For months, the CDC has recommended people wear masks in public to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. That federal guidance is based on research on the effectiveness of different materials at blocking the tiny droplets we all produce when we cough, sneeze, and talk. One of those studies comes from the University of Illinois' Urbana campus and was just published in a peer-reviewed journal. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with the lead author, mechanical engineer Tahir Saif, about the research.
So you set out to study 11 different fabric materials, and a lot of them are like common household fabrics, t-shirt material, different cotton, polyester blends, as well as like dishcloth. Can you just describe what the setup was like, how you went about comparing these different fabric materials to surgical masks?
So, you know, our goal was to reproduce the cough. Let me give you some very broad overview. You have a tube, and the tube has the cloth covering. And imagine that one side of the cloth covering has high pressure and lots of nanoparticles, dry nanoparticles. So because of the high pressure, the air flows through the cloth. And then there is a particle counter on both sides. And you count the number of particles per unit volume of air. And then you say, what was the efficiency of the cloth? But we realized that it is not those particles in dry environment. It's going to be large droplets. So now how do we get large droplets that would mimic somebody who is sneezing, coughing, and talking? And we cannot have a human patient. That is not allowed. So we found out that if you take an inhaler, and if we fill up the nozzle of the inhaler with a small droplet of water and nanoparticles, those nanoparticles glow, so you can see them one by one. Their size is 100 nanometers, which is similar to the virus particles. Now, when you puff it, then what happens is the pressure inside the inhaler creates an array of droplets, and you can see them. They are released with high velocity, and the velocity is about 17 meters per second, which is right in the middle of what we know, what happens during cough, talk, and sneezing. It's about 10 meters per second to about 40 meters per second. And the droplet size that people release are also anywhere between, you know, few microns in size to about a millimeter in size. So we capture both the speed of the droplets, the size of the droplets, and now our droplets are carrying 100 nanometer fluorescent particles, which glow. So it's a perfect setup. All we do is now we put a cloth in front and we hit the droplets on the t-shirt and see how many particles go through. And we collect them in a petri dish on the other side.
And then since they're fluorescent, you can then analyze the petri dish for how many particles came through.
Exactly. And then do the same experiment without the cloth. And then we can compare with one layer cloth, with two layer cloth, with three layer cloth, and see what is the efficiency.
So what advice or what significance, I guess, does this research have for the everyday person who's trying to figure out what kind of cloth mask should I wear? Based on material, but also I'm curious about fit.
Very, very good point. So for any mask, what you want is that the mask should be breathable so that you filter through the mask. So when we talk and sneeze, it should not go out by the side. So imagine if we make a mask from aluminum foil, just taking the extreme, a ridiculous experiment, nothing will go through. What will happen is we still have to breathe and sneeze. It's going to go by the side. So in that case, mask is a false sense of protection. So mask should be such that most of the air goes through the mask. That's how it would filter what you're trying to filter. So it has to be breathable. So, you know, I know there are all kinds of fabrics that are used to make t-shirts. People ask me, is it knit? Is it woven? Some people have no idea about the type of fabric they're using. I would say, you know, don't worry about it. Just use two layers and you feel like, is it breathable? If it is, it's going to give you a good protection.
That's Tahir Saif, mechanical engineering professor at the University of Illinois, speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.